Wednesday, August 31st, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I am Henry Lazenby. Making headlines. Roads around the ANC's headquarters in Johannesburg were open this morning when Youth League leader Julius Malema's disciplinary hearing was set to continue. Right now, the situation is back to normal, but there is a possibility that it could change, said Johannesburg Metro Police spokesperson Wayne Menor. The ANC earlier said that the hearing of Malema and his five co-accused would continue at Luthuli House, despite violent protests by his supporters there yesterday. Opposition parties urged the ANC to strike a provision from the Protection of Information Bill that would allow intelligence agents to classify any part of their work, but the ruling party refused. The issue is considered critical because, opponents say, it would widen the scope of the state secrets legislation and risk creating a culture of secrecy. It arose yesterday when lawmakers ran through definitions in the bill, which they are trying to finalize by Friday. More than 200,000 South African municipal workers who walked off the job 2 weeks ago, demanding an 18% salary rise, will return to their post today while negotiations continue, a union spokesperson said. We revised our demand to 10%, but the employer has still refused to comply. Workers will return to work on Wednesday, but there is no settlement. Tahir Sima, spokesperson for the South African Municipal Workers Union, said. Employers have offered workers an above-inflation 6.8% increase. Also making headlines, NATO's focus in Libya is deposed leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte on the Mediterranean coast, where forces loyal to him were holding out, the military alliance said. Liberia's presidential election is now likely to be held in October, as a proposed delay until November fell short in a referendum, according to results from over 99% of the votes announced by poll organizers. And Cameroon will hold its presidential election on October 9, National Radio said, citing a decree signed by President Paul Biya. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.